winner of the VIP pass for a one-night stay at Red Roof Inn.
Well, that's a great prize. I know that we light up the phones. You said he never won anything and had been listening for a long time,
He has been listening to you for years, Jack, and he is a huge member of the Jack Patty fan club.
Well, there are that makes two now. That's great. Donald Trump said he'd like to send a man to Mars. That man is Chuck Schumer.
And he's already chosen one.
Making a one-way trip, yeah. Nancy Cox is with us. Hey, Nancy, good morning.
I think it clicked off.
Did
I don't know what happened.
Did it click off, Nancy? Yeah. Call us right back. I'm sorry.
There she is.
Hello there, Nancy.
Hey there. Sorry about that.
No problem. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. We have a lot of things that we want to talk about this morning. I guess we can start with Andy Barr's town hall. He didn't get a real warm reception last night.
He did not. It's called Coffee with Andy Barr or something like that. Mm-hmm. But did you see the picture in the Herald Leader, the wide shot of that auditorium?
Yeah, I sure did.
Packed, and it was constant with boos and chants, holding up the red card saying, you know, we disagree with what you're saying. And he had to get quite loud, even over a microphone. So it wasn't a pleasant night, and he's headed back to Washington, I believe, today. So, you know, not a great week.
No, not at all. And then, of course, this news we talked about, the stewardess or the stewards or the cops, I guess, that pulled that guy off the plane. And then right after that, this male flight attendant hit a woman, I guess, I'm hoping not intentionally, with her child stroller, almost hit the baby. And you say that they're saying now these crews are under such pressure that's leading them to this kind of behavior?
Yeah, that was some of the defense, I guess, is that the pressure is so tough on these airport and airline employees, the police officers, the flight attendants, that they are just pushed to the limit and any little thing can set them off. But really grabbing a stroller from a woman and pulling it away so hard you hit her, and I don't know if you've seen the video, but a male passenger on the plane stood up for her.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, it almost became a fist fight. It was
really
pretty bad, but a lot of people were saying on the first incident, why didn't somebody, you know, help Dr. Dow, who's being removed? Well, mm-hmm. Maybe passengers are now saying, you know what, we've got to get involved here.
Right. No kidding. That's a shame. Here's a story that I thought all you guys would appreciate. A group of activists in Louisiana calling themselves the Louisiana Physical Education Standards Committee submitted a petition to the state to ban dodgeball from public schools. They said it was an effort to combat bullying in schools. The state turned them down. That was not bullying. That was, at my time, that was a rite of passage.
Right.
I mean, yeah. Getting hit in the face with that ball at about 90 miles an hour, and you survived it, gave you hope that you could survive the real world.
Exactly.
What's wrong with these
exactly.
people?
Yeah, I mean, what are we going to ban next? Yeah. You know, it's just pretty crazy. Plus,
I had a teacher in college, though, that was very adamant that this should not happen, that you should not be playing dodgeball if you were a PE instructor. And so her point was, if she ever found out we were playing, as she called it, murder ball in our gyms when we were coaching, then she would come and get us fired. That was her point.
That's
she did not like that back in the 80s. It was just her personal thing.
Yeah, but
you know?
That's Texas for you, man. You guys are a little...
Well, usually we line them up and give them BB guns instead of...
Hey, thank you, Nancy. Have a great day.